Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now is Killian head coach Derek Gibson. Coach, thanks so much for coming aboard. And when I had you on, I forgot that this was Miami FSU week, and we kind of like have been talking about that all night with FSU and Miami. I know you've played in a few of these games, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have, man. It's a great experience, man. It's one of the best rounds of college football.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, coming over from Central this year and taking over your alma mater, it's been a lot of fun, rewarding, and wow, what a great year heading into the final game. You guys have won 7 and lost 2, have a chance to win 8 games in your first year. Talk about that and how proud you are of this school and how you guys have turned things around.
I mean, first thing first, man, I think we're getting better week by week. Each week we're getting better. I mean, the two games we lost, you got to say we lost to Palmetto. They're probably the number one ranked team in Class 8A, and Miami Northwestern, the defending state champ. So I mean, the two games we lost, I mean, nobody really expected us to win them. And I think we had Northwestern on the ropes that first half. They was pretty much nervous, and they were like, wow, Killian really got something. So I'm proud of my kids, the way they're fighting. They keep playing football, and I'm ready to close this one down and get ready for the next season.
You got an opportunity to, as I said, making the playoffs. And, I mean, that's, mm-hmm. you know, nowadays, especially with the RPI rankings and, you know, you guys are in a district if, you know, the 1-4 has to play for at-large teams. But at least you guys had the chance. I mean, like you said, you lost to a really good Northwestern team, a perennial powerhouse, 2-time defending state champions. I mean, certainly, you know, nothing to be, you know, upset about. But when you take a look at the way you guys have played, and as you said, I saw you in your Palmetto game earlier this year against a really good football team, and then you progressively got better and better. Your offense came around, your defense came around. Talk about that, because I mean, it's important. I mean, you know, you'll take these losses to a Palmetto and a Northwestern if it's gonna get these kids better, and it did.
I mean, basically, like man, I think both my offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, they've been doing a great job working with the kids and making them be accountable to each other. And basically, we've been just leaning on that slogan, just being accountable to each other. We're not going to let our teammate down. Everybody's going to do their job, man. Basically, we're just taking off straight from there. After we lost that Northwestern game, we basically said we're not going to lose another game. So, you know, that's been our goal, and we're going to finish it out this Friday night with South Ridge.
Southridge is a program, when you went to school, another team that was a rival. You know, things have changed, things in the landscape of South Florida football, but that doesn't mean that they still don't have athletes. And obviously, I'm sure you guys watching film on Southridge, this is a transition time. Talk about that, because I think that, you know, when you think of Killian and Southridge, that game goes back 30 years. Some of the most outstanding players from both sides have come out of there. You know, I was talking about that game with Lamont Green last week. I saw him at mm-hmm. the Palmetto South Day game, and he said the same thing. He says, you know, in the past, you always used to throw records out when those two teams get together. You have a lot of families are split, a lot of Southridge wives and husbands and Killian and stuff. Mm-hmm. Talk about that, because I think that's important, too, that just because they have won this year and they're not performing like a lot of people believe, they have the talent.
I mean, one thing about South Ridge, this team, they have a tremendous talent, Blue. I mean, they technically got, I want to say, maybe 5 or 6 D1 prospects in their 2021 class alone. So, in their day, they still have athletes, and they think they will get out there Friday night. But, I mean, if this rivalry goes back, even when I was in high school, man, I remember playing in the Orange Bowl, 20,000 people. I mean, it was just a great experience, and I just want my kids to experience the same thing this Friday night. Yeah. Records doesn't mean nothing this week.
No doubt. Derek Gibson joining us, head coach at Miami Killian. And certainly this year has unfolded for you. The kids have stepped up. You got a lot of young kids, which is great mm-hmm. because of the future. But you've had some seniors step up and take leadership. Talk about that, because I think that's important, too, that these kids, you know, they came from a losing program the last couple of years, but they still turned things around, and they were vital. I'm sure that these older kids for you were vital in the process this year, helping the newer coaches out, helping the younger players out. Give a shout out to some of your seniors who have really stepped it up for you.
I mean, yeah, I go start with Amari Tripper, a guy that's been a Killian. It's 4 years. I got David Serralta, Frank Gore Jr., everybody knows. I got a couple kids that came over this year that's really helped us out. Jermaine Witherspoon, Tyrone Williams, Travis Tillman, both of them guys actually came from my rivalry that we want to play this week. They've been doing a tremendous job for us as well. I mean, I got Zelf. I mean, I keep going and on.
Yeah.
Listen, my singers, they've been doing a great job for me with my singing leadership also.
How's it been being back? I mean, they always say it's tough to come home, but for you, it's a smaller school than when you left. I remember talking in the first game. You said when you went to school at Killian, they had over 3,000 kids. Now they're a 5A school. But, I mean, just being in the community and being back and coming through those halls the way you used to when you were a kid, and I mean, it has to be a thrill for you too, Coach.
It's a great experience. Every day, I mean, pretty much the hallway hasn't changed. It's pretty much the same hallways I walked when I was in high school. And then, most schools have, rebuilt. Killian got one new building, and everything else is the same. So it's just a great experience for me. The community, they're really getting behind us right now because they're starting to believe that we actually can win at Mount Killian. My whole goal was just make Killian relevant in football again, and that's what we're doing right now.
Good stuff. Well, the best of luck. I just wanted to make sure I got you on because you guys really turned things around this year. I know that you're going to build on this and keep it going in the off season. The one thing that Miami Central did when you guys were there is kept it going in the off season, and that's what got you. That's what got you into the postseason. I know that it's important for you as well. I know you'll be front and center for that Florida State Miami game this week. I know your blood's going to be boiling. It's going to be one of those games that you wish you could strap it back up again, Coach. Again,
just one play.
And I remember when you were rattling a lot of teeth when you were playing. I'll tell you, good stuff, Coach. Again, thanks so much. Best of luck and congratulations on a great year.
Thank you, Blue.
Good stuff. Derek Gibson rounds out what has been an awesome show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.